many of them are many of the works are unexpected. They're quite abstract. They're not representative of anything. But Lorcos is also looking at the temporality of our lives and the need for change, and change as a constant thing. And the way I did that, the way I've done that with this exhibition, is to try to show the arc of an artist's practice from the beginning, the middle, and what they're doing now. And through that, you can see the changes in their work and the necessity to change. And then the other part is looking at an arc of Australian artistic practice from the 1960s to now. And for many of the artists in this exhibition, being contextualised within a Greek or Hellenic context is very new to them. And in fact, many of them would rather not be contextualized within an ethno-specific frame. So they want to be seen as a contemporary artist, you know, across a field of other contemporary artists who are working in specific areas. But when you come to see Lorcos, you'll see all these things that I've just talked about, and it's not like in some kind of chronological order. It is more like a satellite of stars all interlocking and having a conversation with each other. A bit like, you know, one of the important foundation texts for me is the Symposium. The conversations and those conversations have led a lot of my curatorial practice, and I find that as a foundation text really important. And what you'll also see is the line of what is above and what is below, and it's like Pluto's line, and Olga Soronis's work sets the moral line of where we are. And many of the artists are quite ironic about the state of our contemporary society. And many of them are trying to get us to understand the path that we're on is one that we seriously need to reassess. And so it moves in a whole lot of different areas, Lorcos.
The line. I like that, the line. Now, how many and which artists are participating, and how difficult was the selection of the works to be exhibited in this gallery?
Yeah, more is more in this exhibition, not more is less. You know, I have this view within Greek culture, and I'm sure you share this, that when you invite someone to your home, they definitely do not leave the house empty, with an empty stomach. And I think when you come to Lorcos, you can either walk through it in 10, 15 minutes, or you can spend like a week in it, because there's a lot of video, a lot of film, and a lot of contemplation. The selection of the artists, for me, I've been in the visual arts for a very long time, and many of these artists I have a strong relationship with, and I always would love to curate them in shows, and I have in other shows. But this is an opportunity for them to be contextualized within a Hellenic context. Yeah, it wasn't that hard, but I've also introduced artists that I didn't know. And then having conversations with the director here and the team, Sebastian Goldspink, and just saying, you know, maybe consider this, consider that. And that's how it sort of a conversation happens about which artists are in. And a large component of the curation is to include local artists within the Sutherland Shire area. And they stand up really well against some serious international artists who have been in all major biennales, from the Venice Biennale to Guangzhou and everywhere around the world, and who have been collected in every major national institution across the country. So it's an interesting collection of known and unknown artists.
That's good. Now, it's the first time that Exhibition Space cooperates with Paris of Agios Stylianos, okay? How did this collaboration come about? And which does its part offer? What exactly?
Well, Father Constantine has been a key component of the development of this exhibition and the parish. And I was invited to curate this show through Sebastian Goldspink, and there's been a long conversation about this happening, and they've been natural neighbours for pretty much the same period of time. I've only just learned, and really, I think it's been a genuine collaboration. We have meetings, we talk about work. You know, Father Constantine, who is quite an arts connoisseur himself, and is really interested in the icon and also Greek art and craft, and so it's been very easy to just sit and talk, and you know, this is what we're going to do, this is how we want to promote the community, and hopefully what happens here, it continues on, and you know, maybe another curator does something else. So it's been a privilege to be able to work with Father Constantine in his parish, and hopefully the local community will see something from this exhibition, and also on Sunday, you know, when we have the mini festival.
For 3 months, I think.
The exhibition runs until the 17th of November.
Okay. Now, there is also something personal about your decision to take on this responsibility of curator. Was the Concurius vision?
What's the... another good question. I try to keep it very simple, really. If I can wake up and be in the visual arts... then I'm a very happy person. And that includes all aspects of the visual arts. You know, I'm an editor of a artist profile magazine. I set up a publishing company about 6 years ago. And, you know, it's all about artists, their works, short essays, long essays, curating, you know, which object. It occupies my life, and I just hope that through the interactions that I have with various people, that we leave good memories and leave something that they also grow and I grow in the same process, because you know, I don't have all the answers. I'm, like most people, trying to find trying to answer a question why we're here.